Proclamation number 6427 of 16th of December, 1955. Living faith in Jesus Christ. You will never be able to detach yourselves from your adversary if you don't call upon Jesus Christ to help you in the battle against him. Hence you have to acknowledge him and his act of salvation by calling upon him, and thus you also have to believe that I embodied myself in the man Jesus. You must believe in my incarnation in Jesus. And this faith must be a living faith which was only awakened to life again through love. Hence you can only be redeemed through love, for without love you will not believe, even if you want to testify to faith in Jesus Christ with words. Anyone who walks away without love has no will to fight against the adversary, since he is of the same mind as him. Yet a person can have a weak will, and this weak will prevents him from practicing love and detaching himself from the adversary. But he should nevertheless know about the Redeemer Jesus Christ and call upon him to strengthen his will. He should only know for the time being that he will always find help with Jesus Christ. If he calls upon him, then his will soon be strengthened and he will increasingly change to a life of love, and then his faith in the divinity of the man Jesus, in his act of salvation and in his own possibility of redemption will come alive, and then he will represent me in my name with the conviction which only a living faith can give. This is why the knowledge of Jesus Christ is necessary. Even if it is initially only a knowledge about the earthly event, about the life of a human being who gave his life out of inner conviction, the thought of this person can already be the first step towards a connection with him, which once opens the gate to beatitude for him. For as soon as he mentally occupies himself with his earthly life and is of good will, these thoughts will no longer let him go. For it is Jesus Christ himself who now seeks to bind him to himself. I know the human being's every thought, and I myself can draw close to him, in just as if he is not yet found a close bond with me as his God and Father of eternity. But the establishment of this bond is possible through the man Jesus. Which is why he should also be mentioned purely historically. Only then can I still mentally influence him to try to find the reason for the way of life and the actions of the man Jesus. And then he can also come to the conclusion that his life and death was based on a spiritual course. And only then is it possible to win him over. For now he is no longer inaccessible to the teachings if they are truthfully conveyed to him. But anyone who wants to completely deny that the man Jesus walked on earth can hardly still gain knowledge on earth, because it will never be possible for him to give his will the right direction, which is still completely under the adversary's control. And the latter will also never want to acquire the knowledge. Otherwise he would also receive knowledge in any way about Jesus' earthly progress. For I truly have enough possibilities if only the human being seeks to learn about it. But it is always a blessing when my word is proclaimed as Jesus' teaching of love when he himself is proclaimed throughout the world. So that every person has the opportunity to think about the truth, about the historical fact and about his mission, if he acknowledges such. Every person who wants to can also come to faith, and every person's intellectual faith can also become a living faith. But only living faith will earn you humans redemption from sin and death. Living faith in me in Jesus Christ and in my act of salvation opens the gates into the kingdom of light and bliss for you. And you should all try to attain this living faith so that you can enter my kingdom of eternal life. Amen.